This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to the head coach, Eric Spoelstra. He joins us in the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Coach, good morning. Appreciate you joining us here. So what is last night like for you? Will you spend any time watching the premier games last night, or you diving right into preparation for today?
Yeah, actually, I did. I had a few guys from the staff came over to my room. We just put on the game, ordered a bunch of food, and hung out.
Is it interesting to you watching the game? Like, can you watch it and just enjoy it, or are you constantly thinking like a coach?
Yeah, I can. I mean, a little bit of both. We put up a board, so we're also talking some shop. But, yeah, I've been able to separate it a little bit better now, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years. Certainly different than probably when I started as a head coach.
So do you watch that game last night against, you know, it's Boston and Philadelphia, and you're just thinking to yourself, man, like, we should have done this. We could have beat those guys if we did this. We did this. Like, was it bringing back memories from last year, or you moved past it?
Yeah, I moved past it. We spent the whole summer doing that, beating ourselves up for the first, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months. And then it's been all about pouring in, you know, positive energy for opportunities for this group. Mostly last night, I watched as a fan.
We've spent a lot of time so far the last few weeks talking about how deep your team is. And, I mean, I think it's as deep a team. It's not the best team that you've had as coach, but I think it's as deep a team as you've ever had as coach. Would you agree with that?
It's a very deep team. It's something that we met about yesterday, actually, before our practice, that it can be an incredible strength. And a lot of teams say that. They don't necessarily mean it, but it is a strength of ours. We have depth at every single position, and we intend on using that, you know, to our advantage. But it takes the right mindset. Guys have to be willing to sacrifice. Guys have to have the emotional stability to understand it could very well be different guys, different nights. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to play a different rotation every night. No, there has to be some kind of consistency with that. Different guys could have big nights, and then it'll be a different guy maybe the next night being called upon. But we could wear on teams. We can hopefully withstand, you know, some injury situations like we're dealing with right now, even though they're minor. A couple guys will be out, and still feel comfortable that we have guys that can step in and fill in and be very productive.
One guy I imagine that you're probably looking for some consistency out of is your big boy, Hassan. And I know it's been a pretty productive offseason for Hassan. And just judging by what we've seen on the outside looking in, you got to be happy with the way that he's coming into this season.
I do. And I get all the storylines and narratives about it. I've said this many times. I think this is just a great growth opportunity for Hassan. If you guys haven't, I would check out a couple articles. One from The Ringer about Hassan, really well done. Takes him through his journey to get to here. Also, Tom Haberstraw wrote an article about Hassan a week ago. Both of them were very informative and enlightening about just his journey. And it was a challenging season for him last year, but he's had a very good training camp. I think this is the most consistent he's been with his approach and his mindset every single day. And he showed it in the preseason games. So when he's that kind of guy, he's an extremely impactful player. We just have to keep on building on this. He and I spent a lot of time together. And look, I like Hassan. You know, the best version of Hassan is a fun guy to be around. Teammates like him. When he's been frustrated or things aren't going his way, he's he's like a lot of us when we're like that. I'm not very fond to be around when things aren't going my way. I just can fake it a lot better. I have a more experience than Hassan. So, you know, he's coming along. I really like where he's at, and I'm excited for him and the type of season that he's about to have.
As a staff, have you guys gotten together and reviewed some of this preseason game tape and said, oh my God, this guy is taking the next level? And have who on the team do you see that is going to take that next step that's going to allow you guys to do a little bit more things with him?
Well, and I'll add to it too, well, Coach, before you answer. Like, I think Rodney Magruder looks like a different player.
Yes. So we always talk about, I'll start with that one, Rodney. We always talk about how many little things he does, the details, the winning plays. But while nobody has been paying attention because he's been out, but just because of his makeup, he has willed himself to become a very good, skilled basketball player now, in addition to doing all those things. I mean, this guy spends so much time in the gym, he's going to get better. So he's a much different player, like you said, than he was the last time he fans saw him. Really good three-point shooter, but he's really improved probably the most is off the dribble, making plays and creating opportunities in the paint. So getting back to, Jazz, what you're saying about our depth, yeah, I think probably what people are noticing the most is some of the performances by Hassan, by Rodney, Derek Jones even in the preseason and in the couple games that he played. Josh Richardson was just absolutely fantastic the last couple games. But where the depth has really shown is these are the most competitive practices that we've had here probably since the first 2 years of those championship seasons. But you can make a case that it's even more competitive because guys are really fighting for minutes and fighting for potential rotation spots. And, you know, I wish people could have seen some of the practices that we've had. We just had one 2 days ago that was I had to scale it back yesterday just because 2 days ago was so physical, so intense, and a lot of guys really stepped up in that one. Those have probably would have been worth the price of admission to see those practices.
Coach, I know you got to get out of here, so I'll let you answer this one quickly before we get you out. Do you envision, I know Dwayne said he is not nervous about tonight. It's going to be his last open game. Do you envision there being moments, maybe tonight's the night because it's opening night. Do you envision there being times this year where you and Dwayne reflect on the last 16 years together?
Yeah, we're human. And we already have a little bit. I went over to his house before training camp, and that was natural, just to reflect on the last 15 years and the potential opportunity this season. But yeah, there will be times that'll hit me. Dwayne compartmentalizes better than any other player that I've ever been around. So this would be probably a lot to negotiate and weave through for a lot of players, but. I want Dwayne to enjoy it. I really do. And I trust him and his competitiveness and what he's going to bring. And as, you know, the face of this franchise, but also as a caretaker and a steward of this culture, he cares very much about how things are run here and how it'll look like going forward. And that's part of his legacy. But within all that, look, this is going to, I want it to be a memorable year for him and for him to have a lot of fun.
Great job, Coach. We'll get off to the good start tonight, all right?
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. All right. Take it easy, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.